Across the UK, golden eagles are still quite rare, but on the island of Mull, they're actually doing quite well, with most of the ranges suitable for eagles currently occupied. Paul Howarth is leader of an Earthwatch project to study the eagles on the island, and part of the research involves following the breeding patterns of these beautiful birds.
Within each range, an eagle might typically have 3 to 5 different nest sites, and usually you can check those from the period from November through to February and see where new sticks or new material has been added, and therefore you'll know well in advance of the birds breeding in March which nests are likely to be used. The eagles tend to have a very long, almost continuous breeding cycle, in that they would be displaying and advertising their presence along the boundaries of their range, usually features such as ridges or glens or ravines, right through the period, perhaps from September, October through to sort of February, and they would mainly lay eggs from sort of mid-March to mid-April, one sometimes, more often two, and very occasionally three, and then the incubation will last for about 44 days. That's done mainly by the female, with occasional duties being shared by the male. And then after hatch, the eaglets would be in the nest for somewhere between 9 and 10 weeks, and so then they would fledge perhaps late July or early August. The young bird or birds would stay with the adults then until sometime around October, November, when they have to then go off and search for a range themselves. That process can last up to 5 years, in that young eagles don't become sexually mature till about year 5, and then they can hopefully find their own range and start breeding themselves.
How far might they go to find this range? Because I can imagine it must get pretty crowded after a while.
Yes, in a place like Mull, really, there are few, if any, ranges now that are left unoccupied, and therefore young birds are faced with a choice of hanging around the edge of an existing range, waiting for an occupant to pass away, or they have to leave and search elsewhere, and they could go anywhere as far as possibly northern England and certainly the east of Scotland.
When you're studying the birds, what do you have to do to make sure that you're actually not disturbing them as part of your research?
In general, all the observation work is carried out at a great distance from any of the eagles, so we're usually using powerful binoculars or spotting scopes to locate the birds and then watch them. In general, great care is taken sort of to stay well away from all the nests, certainly until chicks are of a reasonable size.
So what's the difference then between the golden eagles and the white-tailed eagles that you look at here, maybe some of the other raptors that we might know elsewhere in the country?
The difference between the golden eagles and the sea eagles is that sea eagles are essentially a larger eagle, and they're in the main more associated with coasts and fresh waters, and unlike most of the eagles on Mull, they tend to breed in trees. There is some similarity in diet, in that they will both take things such as hares and rabbits, but sea eagles tend to prefer, where possible, more seabirds such as fulmars.
And how would I spot one? How would I know that it's an eagle I've seen and not some other bird of prey?
The one you're most likely to be confused with on Mull would be the common buzzard. But buzzards are very much smaller, and if you see them in flight, if you looked at the ratio between the wings and the tail in a buzzard, the wings are about twice as long as the tail, whereas in an eagle they're 3 times as long. And in general, a buzzard would have a small, much more rounded appearance as opposed to the largely sort of rectangular golden eagle. And then the sea eagle, by contrast, has an exceedingly short tail, a very large head, and very broad, rounded wings. They have a wingspan of up to about 8 feet in length, whereas the golden eagle is about 6 to 7 feet, and a buzzard at about 3 feet.
Does that mean that they can fly much faster if they've got those much bigger wings?
That's true, but also they can take and carry away much larger prey, and they are in fact capable of taking the mountain hares here, which are up to about 5 pounds in weight. They can take those and carry those back to the nest if needs be.
That's Paul Howarth from Earthwatch's Eagles of Mull project.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.